Your Bibles to Acts chapter 17 and verse 28. We want to talk about tonight for a little bit. It's asking ourselves a question. We asking ourselves a question. Is the Lord the center of your joy? Is the Lord the center of your joy? Amen. Is the Lord the center of your joy? Okay. Reading Acts chapter 17 and verse 28. It says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." Just going to read that portion only. In him, in God, we live, move, and have our being. Amen. Amen. We are able to move and do whatever that needs to be done with the help of the Lord. Amen. He helps us, in other words, to circulate. God help us to circulate. Amen. We get up, amen, in the natural, we get up. We go to bed, we get up, we go to work or do whatever we have to do, but he's the one to give the increase. He helps us to circulate so we can have loads and burdens and all that lifted off of us. And we have life more abundantly in the Spirit, in the Lord. He makes us our life a lot better. So it's in him, and we are born again. In him, born again of the water and the Spirit, and we're living for him. We have more liberty, amen, more peace, more joy, and it is in him that we live, move, and I have our being. It's in him that we're able to circulate better in life in the Lord. We're able to circulate better in the Lord than you just not having God in your life at all. We don't have the Lord at all. We don't have that boost and that strength to circulate. Life is hard down here without the Lord. That's what I'm trying to say. Amen. And amen. The title again of the message is the Lord's. Amen. Is the Lord the center of your joy? Center means the core, the inward you, and the core of you, the middle part of you, the importance part of you, the focal point, the real you. Amen. Is the Lord the center of your joy? Because if he's the center of your joy, and amen, you can overcome anything and you can get through anything else. That's your strength. He's that inward strength. He's the center, the core, the center of your joy. Amen. The focal point. That's the real you. If you have God in your life, you have a lot right there. It's going to help you to function and maneuver in life. That center focal point of God being the center of your joy. A lot of people don't have the Lord. It's the core, center focus, center focal point of their joy. He's the one that gives you guidance. He's the one that helps you with life. Without God's help, we try to figure out things in our own mindset and matters just get worse. And we get overwhelmed. But when the Lord is that focal point, the center of your joy, the core, and everything else, amen, you can be more than a conqueror. Amen. The core of you, the center of you, is the most important part of you. And the Lord needs to be the center of that, of your joy. Amen. The center of your joy. Amen. And in the book of, it says in Acts, it's in him, it's in Christ that we live, move, and have our being. Like I said, he helps us to circulate. He helps us to function better in life. It's in him that we live, move, and have our being. We can breathe better, so to speak. In the Spirit, we can have peace. We can have joy. We can enjoy life much better with God than not without God. Amen. Without God, you have to figure everything out yourself. The Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. It's hard, amen, without the Lord amen, being your guide. It's just hard. Amen. You can say you're a Christian, but don't let the Spirit lead you, and your life still can be hard. You have to let God lead and guide you. Amen. When you don't know what to do, you need to acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will direct your path. Amen. We don't just get up and do things off the top of our head. Amen. But you have the Lord in your heart. You're going to always go back and say, Lord, I'm not for sure. Should I do this or should I go that direction? I'm not for sure what to do. And even when we don't know what to do, we don't go to the Lord and say, I don't know what to do. And then we turn around and do something real quick. You wait on the Lord. Amen. If God don't say make a move, you keep doing what you was doing. If he wants to tell you to do something different, He will make it clear to you to do something different. Amen. So it's in Him, it's in Christ that we live, move, and have our being. It's in Him that we circulate. We circulate more better. We breathe, we move, and have our being. We can feel better in life because He's the center focal point of our life. He's the center of our joy. God's the center of our joy. That means you have joy in the midst of sorrow. You will have hope for tomorrow. He's the one to bring the sunshine in your heart. He's the one to make ways out of no way. He's the one to give you hope when there is no hope. And a lot of times people that don't know Christ, they feel like it's no hope. So they come to the end of their road and say, I'm out of here. Devil said, you might as well just take your life, or you might as well do something crazy, because that's the end. But see, we that know the Lord, we know better than that. We know that Jesus is the center of our joy. We know that when we don't know what to do, we know that He knows how to make a way out of no way. Amen. We know it's not the end until the Lord says it's the end. You got the Lord in your life, you might look at your own situation and say, this is the end of this. And the Lord said, no, this is just the beginning. Because God is God. Amen. Amen. He knows all things. And in the book of St. John, book of St. John, chapter 15 and verse 11. St. John, chapter 15 and verse 11. Amen. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy... It says, I'm going to read again. St. John, chapter 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen. Amen. We need the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's our next scripture, but I'm just saying the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you. The Lord wants us to keep the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is not just when you're jumping up and down and say, I got joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is when you could be sad, but you're thanking God anyway, and you have a different demeanor. You have a different outlook. You're not sad. You know, your situation can make you feel sad, but you like, I know that's not the end, so I'm not going to take it like that. Amen. It's not so much that you jumping up and down talking about I got joy, because people jumping up and down all the time talking about they got joy. They don't have joy. They got to jump. They got to jump. Amen. That jump going to stop. Amen. The joy of the Lord, you can sit right there and have the joy of the Lord in your soul, that whatever situation that's standing before you look like it's going to wipe you out, but you smiling on the inside because you know it's not the end, because you have talked to the Lord. When you have talked to God about situations and things, even after you talk to God, the devil will fight you like I don't know what to make you think like you didn't get through, God didn't hear you, but you just keep on believing. I've talked to God. If you feel like I need to go back to talk to God again, it's not for His benefit, for your benefit, to keep that confidence, amen, that God is going to fix that situation. God's ears will open. He said, but His ears is not, amen, heavy where He cannot hear, neither is His arm short where He can't save, amen. And Lord said, in other words, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, remember, it's not your joy, it's not my joy, it's His joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. It said that my joy might remain in you. Because, you know, there's some things in life where take away your joy. And God said, I don't want that to happen. I want my joy to linger on with you. I want my joy to remain in you. And he was letting you know, and you can keep my joy. You know, sometimes you might have to drop a tear or two. Sometimes you might be down in for a little bit. But you don't have to stay that way. You don't have to remain the same. You can go back to the Lord. Amen. And God is still there. The joy of the Lord is still there. He never took it away. He just wants you to see it's still there. The joy of the Lord is your strength. There's some things that you can do something about and you can change. There's some things you can't do nothing about. You have to wait on the Lord and be of a good courage and let him strengthen your heart. You have to let him fix it for you. Amen. Amen. It says, I've spoken to you that my joy might remain. God wants his joy to stay in you and that your joy might be full. He wants us, amen. Joy is great pleasure, happiness, peace and contentment. Amen. When you're content and you can be discontent, it's situations in life all day long can make that makes us discontent, makes us irritated. If the Lord said, amen, godliness with contentment is great gain. God wants us to be content. That means if the wind blows to the left, I'm content. If it blows to the right, I'm content. If I have money, I'm content. If I don't have any money, I'm content. Long as you're talking to the Lord, I ain't saying you don't have no money. Keep no have not having none. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. He would put money there. He would get, and amen. You talk to him, and he will, amen, be there for you. In other words, joy is great pleasure. It's happiness. It's peace and contentment. It's not just, just say I have joy. You don't have to be jumping up and down. You don't have to be proving a point. No, but just like, I'm believing God. When you believe God, you can keep joy. Because you know you cannot fix your situation, but you know he can. And even when you feel like I'm feeling a little weak, I'm feeling like I'm just kind of tired, I'm weary in this situation here, I'm just weary, go back talk to the Lord again. Don't let the devil tell you don't talk to the Lord. Keep on talking to the Lord. Because the Bible said, ask and it shall be given. He says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door should be open. So that means ask, amen. That means you might have asked, amen, and you might still have some problem. Then he says, seek. Then he said, "Not." He said, to everyone asked it shall receive, shall he be given, and every he that seeks shall find." So sometimes you have to, after you ask, you got to seek. Then you got to knock. Now, whatever you have to do, just do it. It's not for his benefit because he's not deaf. He understands. It's for sometimes. Sometimes our faith, amen, is falter. Our faith wavers. So sometimes we ask the Lord different things that we don't mean no harm. Sometimes we ask the Lord different things and we really don't believe he's going to do it. Some things we believe he's going to do. Some things we think he don't do that. That's too small or that's too big. I don't see how he's going to do it. We don't mean no harm. Like you got to check yourself and see if you're believing what you're praying. But sometimes we do not believe. We don't mean no harm. We're not expecting God to do what we asked him to do. So why should he do it? If he did it, we probably wouldn't know if he did it or not. Because we wouldn't believe in him, expecting him. So we have to pray sometimes. That's why sometimes it doesn't matter if you done prayed once. And that's all right. If you need to pray again, it's not for his benefit. Because he heard you the first time. It's for your benefit. So you can be in expectation. And your faith can be strong enough till the manifestation comes. Sometimes the manifestation don't come all at once. It can, and sometimes it does, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you have to go through something. Sometimes we praying about something, and we look for God to fix this over here, or fix this person over here, and we don't realize, but we see parts of little pieces of the picture. God sees the whole big picture, and he sees there's some parts over here need to be fixed, there's some parts over there need to be fixed, and he's looking at you need to be fixed. So everything don't answer right away. You know, the children of Israel knew God's ways. They knew how he made provision in the wilderness. They knew how he provided food. They know how he did those things. But Moses knew God's the acts of the Lord. Children of Israel, they knew the acts of the Lord. Moses knew his ways. They knew how he made provision. They seen what he did. They basing what their experience on what they seen. I mean, that's good and all, but you really want to know his ways. Because while you looking for a powder come down in the sky or something like that, you need to be knowing how I'm going to get through this situation so I won't have a nervous breakdown. You need to know what I need to do while I'm waiting on the Lord. So you need to know what his ways, what, you know, how he does stuff. Because you may feel like, I need this answer right now, so why come it's not answer right now? And you have to look when the word said, my time is in his hand. And my ways is not his ways. So you know some things about the Lord, you will understand how he works. And you got people that have been walking with God for a long time. They think God is on their time clock. God is not on their on our time clock. He has his own time. He said, my times are in his hands. That means you don't know what time, when God is going to fix the situation. So if you don't have no knowledge of that, then you can just flip out and say he's not going to do it. But if you believe him, you're like, I would like you to do this right today, Lord. But if you don't do it today, help me to stay in faith and trust in you. And when I'm getting weak, strengthen me and keep an expectancy. You got to have some expectation. You want to have an expectation. Because expectation give you joy too. Because you're expecting something that you cannot see. But you're looking for something. So that's keeping you up in joy. You have no expectation, you can be depressed. I don't know when he's going to do it. I don't know if he's going to do it. I don't even know if he heard me. You know, people might not say it, but they're like, they don't forget about even what they asked the Lord. Because they dropped the expectation even if they had any. They're not expecting. When you're trying to please the Lord, when you're trying to walk right, you can expect the Lord to be good to you and to do what you asked him to do. Now, sometimes the Lord might not do that one intricate thing that you want him to do so bad, but sometimes God would do something else. He would do something else, and you're so intent about this one thing, you didn't see when he did something else. But God wants you to look and see whatever he does first or last. If he do this over here, thank him for that. That's enough faith to bring your faith up to know if he did that, he'll do this. But the Bible said this is the confidence that we have in him. And what we ask in believing, amen, that we receive, we were going to have those things that we petitioned him for. Amen. The Lord wouldn't have us to be connected with him in our soul, in our mind. Amen. And not let us have joy. We need joy down here in this earth. If you're looking on at TV, you're looking, amen, next door, across the street, across the road, out of town or whatever. You look, wherever you look, there's nothing but a bunch of trouble everywhere. The news and everything. So the Lord, amen, we need joy. Amen. We need joy. We need the joy of the Lord to be our strength. We need that. And that's our next scripture. I have to read that here. I've already talked over it. In Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Amen. And we've been kind of just talking on that. I'm just going to read the first part of it. Chapter 8 and verse 10. Then he said unto them, go your way. Eat the fat and drink the sweet and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. What he was saying, somebody said, why he say, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet? What did that mean? In other words, he's actually saying, go on with your life. Go on. He told them, he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet and send portions unto them whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. God is saying, go on, in so many words, with your life. Go on and be encouraged. Don't, you know, it says at the bottom part, it says, neither be ye sorry. Don't, God is saying, whatever the situation is, don't be sorrowful. Don't be sorry about it. Go on with your life, especially if you have already petitioned me, you have already asked me, you are in expectation that I'm going to move your behalf. Go on with your life. Don't be discouraged. Don't be sorrowful. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. God is saying, when we go to the Lord and petition the Lord about anything, amen, we have to say, Lord, help me, help my belief. Help me to believe. Take away any unbelief. Help me to believe that I receive. Help me to be in expectation of this or whatever I'm asking of you that you're going to do it. Lord, put a smile on my face, Lord. Put joy in my heart. And the Lord, amen. Sometimes we know this life could be just pretty rough down here, and you'll find yourself just looking, this how it feels. You know, it's like I'm feel down, I look down, I am down, it's discouraging down here. But when you go before the presence of the Lord, there's nothing sad about God. There's nothing that we need to go before the Lord more and more in our prayers, because we need to get detached from the things that we're around, this the pressure and the depression and all this stuff around. We need to get in the presence of the Lord, because you will not find depression when you go before God's presence. That's why the devil don't want us to pray. He don't want us to pray. He wants us to feel like we don't have time to pray. We don't have time to get in the word. We don't have time to listen to the word. We don't have time to do none of these things. Because he knows these things will change your attitude. These things will change your demeanor. These things will bring you joy. These things will bring you peace. That's why he don't want you to do them. Amen. So it's like when we go before the presence of the Lord, they say in the presence of the Lord, there's the fullness of joy. Just in his presence, just unloading, talking to the Lord. There's sometimes we go before the Lord in prayer and we say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. But we tell the Lord, bless this one, bless that one. Lord, I need this, I need that. We talk to the Lord all this way. But there's sometimes, amen, we go to the Lord, we ask go to the Lord more asking him for anything than we do worshiping him. We need to learn how to worship the Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because I'm seeing a brand new day that I have not seen before. Thank you, Lord, for watching over me yesterday. Such and such could have happened to me, and you didn't let that happen to me. Thank God before you go into all this other stuff. And you'd be surprised your prayer can get right on the road a little better. But sometimes we get down before the Lord, we don't know what to do. We don't even know. We act like we never talked to God in our life. It's like I don't know what to say. Because our minds is filled up with a bunch of clutter. We need to say, Lord, I just need you to this move all this out of my way so I can talk to you. Lord, I need you, Lord, to form the words in my mouth. You know, sometimes it's not like you know how all what you're going to say before you get down there. You don't know that. I don't know either. Sometimes your flesh don't want to be down there to say nothing. Your flesh would like to be sitting down somewhere. It don't want to open its mouth, talk to nobody. Not to God or nobody. I'm just saying that's how the flesh is. But you got to say, Lord, help me. Lord, I know you're a holy God. Hallowed be thy name. Lord, I need your help. Lord, my spirit wants to talk to you, but my flesh right now does. I need you to help me to move out of my flesh so I can talk to you. Lord, I don't know how to pray as I ought to. Lord, I really don't know. I know it's a lot of things to pray about and for, but I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to start. So I ask you to form the words. Put the words in my mouth. Just direct my prayer. That's what you do. You don't always know what to say when you get down before the Lord. Because if you stay get down there before the Lord, when you don't know what to say for you, if you don't watch it, you be up as quick as you got down there. So you got to say, Lord, help me. I know this is not your will for me to just be down here and say nothing. So Lord, help me. I need your help. You say that, he start bringing things to your mind. He should start directing your speech, and you find yourself praying. Talk to the Lord. There's sometimes we're really praying, and sometimes we just have a talk with the Lord. I don't know about you, but sometimes I pray just like you do. But sometimes I'm just I do live alone, so sometimes I'm just talking to the Lord. I don't wait till I go get on my knees and nothing like that all the time. I don't. I just sometimes whatever comes in my mind, if it's something I need to talk to the Lord about, I just start talking to the Lord about it. And then I might stop talking. Sometimes I pick it back up, may start talking to him. You know, I mean, your soul, you're connected with God, so you can talk to God like that. That's what I'm talking about, the center of your joy. He's the core of you. That's the real part of you. That's why you want to talk to God, because he is the center of your joy, and that's why you want to talk to him, because you're connected with him. People that are not connected with him don't talk to him. He's not in their inquiry. They don't want to talk to him. They probably ain't thinking about talking to him. They're talking to some everybody else and some everything else. But he's the last one to talk to. But when they get in trouble, that's when they want somebody to talk to him for him, but they won't talk to him. Amen. He's the center. It's the Lord, the center of your joy. If he's not, we want to keep him. We want him to be the center of our joy because, I mean, he has answers when nobody else have answers down here. He makes ways out of no way when nobody else can make a way for you. He's an encourager, your encourager, when nobody else can encourage you. He's your help. He's the Lord is a present help. He's not absent. You know, he's not on vacation. He's always there, but he does not intrude upon you, and he does not intrude upon me. He wants you, amen, to just come to him. He's always there. He's always there. He's just waiting for you to come and for me to come. Amen. So we have to, we do different things down here in this life. Because we live down here, we have to take care of our business. We have to, amen. But we have, but let the Lord be there with us. Amen. He can help us get through here a lot better. Amen. Amen. And he said that your joy be full. God wants our joy to be, when your joy is full, that means you're satisfied. You're complete. Amen. All you got all what you need and all what you want. Now, I'm not saying physically you have everything you need. But in your soul, you're content. You're fine. Your joy is full. Amen. You said a lot of times people, they keep reaching for other things because they don't have the fullness of the joy of the Lord. So they reach for other things because there's a voidness there. There's an emptiness there. They have not made committed themselves to the Lord and given themselves to the Lord. So there's all them loops and vacancies, and they trying to put other stuff to fulfill the vacancy. But when the Lord comes in your heart, he gives you the fullness of joy. He makes you complete. Amen. It's the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Strength is to be strong, powerful, have power, endurance. When you have strength, it's going to cause you to be strong. Amen. You have the ability, the power to do anything. Amen. That you thought you could not do with the help of the Lord. This is strength. Remember, it's the strength of the Lord. It's the joy of the Lord. It's your strength. So it's not your strength. It's not muscle strength. It's not like I'm so strong-minded. No, you can't be. You got people, amen, that do workouts and everything. Amen. They got all the money they have in the world, but they have a breakdown because they don't have spiritual strength. God is your strength. He's your strong tower. He's the one to keep you from losing your mind. He's the one to help you when you feel like I can't go another minute, another mile. He's the one, you didn't say I'm about out of here. I can't take no more. That God is the one to give you strength. He gives you power. He gives you the endurance, amen, the power to resist the devil. He makes you more than a conqueror. Amen. He's your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength, amen. We have to take that time, amen, to pray and to talk to the Lord and get uncluttered, decluttered from the things of this world. It's almost like, you know, sometimes we're eating food and different things like that. We all love to eat. We eat food. And sometimes we can eat the right food or the wrong food, and we just all cluttered up. We got to get away from that stuff, amen. You feel better when you get away from stuff that, amen, don't make you feel good. I mean, sometimes this life down here, you can be around things and people that don't make you feel good. You need to pull away from that and go to the Lord. Get a hold of him. He's a breath of fresh air. He's a breath of fresh air, and you can go to him all the time. His air is never stale. Always a fresh breath of air. Amen. And God just wants his people down here to know that he wants us to be helped. God loves his creation. He made. Amen. We the one, amen, to dog ourselves. And we let people dog us, and we dog ourselves. And we don't live out our days. God said, above all things, I wish you prosper, be in health, as your soul prosper. God wants you to live out whatever number of days he's given you. But a lot of times that we don't serve the Lord like we need to. There's a lot of people have gone out of here. They went out of here before the days their days were fulfilled. They allowed the devil to take them out of here. You cannot allow the devil to take you out of here. You got to listen to somebody. You got to hear somebody, whoever God's putting in your ear, saying, thus say the Lord. You got to hear them and do it your way. Do it God's way, not your way. There's consequences when we do things our way. God said, above, I want you to have life, and I want you to have it abundantly. God says, it's not my will that no person be lost, but all come to repentance. God didn't make the hell for people. It's for the devil and the demons. But the Bible says hell have enlarged itself. Hell have enlarged itself because why? People do not obey God. They will not listen to God. Amen. They don't want to. They want to do it their way. I'm a man. I'm a woman. I do it my way. If you want to be, you keep doing it your way, then you're going to end up running into something you can't get out of. Amen. It's time to seek the Lord why he can be found. It's time to call upon him while he's near. Some people say, well, I'll just wait till it gets a little worse to seek the Lord. Well, you might not be able to get hold of him. You can't seek the Lord. The Bible said, no man can come unto me unless the Spirit draw him. I was telling somebody today when I was talking to him, I was telling a family member, I said, when I got saved, I said, when the Lord dealt with me about being saved, I said, I looked at my life and I said, Lord, I thought to myself, I was thinking like, I just felt like my life could be better than what it was. I just started thinking that way, not knowing that God was dealing with me. And I said, you know, then I began to desire my life to change. I desired a change in my life. And God came and changed my life. Amen. He's not going to put himself on you. He said, whosoever will, let them come. But God was dealing with me. I didn't know then. He was dealing with me. Amen. He was drawing me. No man can come to the Lord. You can't come to the Lord and serve God when you get ready. I'm going to do this over here. Wait till I get ready. Call yourself, you got a certain time you're going to come to God. You're going to forget about it. You didn't come to God. And then if you come to God, you can't get in unless he's drawing you. If God's not drawing you, you can't just run up on him like that. And this is what people are, we got unsaved loved ones that we praying for them. People want to do it up to the last minute till they can do it. But you can't do that. It didn't work for me, and it's not going to work for you. I had to come to the Lord when the Lord said, okay, I used to always tell myself before I got saved. Years ago, I used to say, I'm going to get saved one day. My parents were saved and stuff. I'm thinking like, I'm not ready for that now. But I'm going to get saved. I'm going to get saved one day. That's what my thoughts were. And my thoughts were, I'm going to wait to get saved. I can say when I get a little older. Because I'm thinking like, you know, right now I'm young. I want to do this and do that. Do this, do that. And the Lord began to deal with me. I think I was like probably 24 years old, something like that. God was dealing with me. And I was having, I was having dreams here, dreams there, and God dealt with me. Amen. I'm so glad that I listened to the Lord, because if I didn't listen to the Lord, I might not even be here today. Some people listen to the Lord, and they obey him, and their life is saved. Some people do not listen to the Lord, and they be lost. So I thank the Lord. He's a sinner of our joy. Amen. We need to know that God's that focal point. It's like he is the core. Along everything else that circulates around, he's the core. Because if he's the core, the center of your joy, he's that center, and that core is going to hold you, amen, when everything else is going all kind of ways around you. It's going to hold you together. Amen. So we thank the Lord, amen, for his strength being made perfect in our weakness. We thank the Lord for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we thank the Lord. Amen.